It's fantastic to see you here again at the Regional Australia Bank National Rugby Camps, but maybe a new season for Mid-North Coast Rugby, and pretty excited by it.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great year on Mid-North Coast. All the clubs seem to be in good spirit, good numbers coming in, especially in the juniors. Always more teams coming up through the juniors, which is great to see.
And where's the real strength? Is it Coffs Harbour and Port Macquarie, or is it in some of the smaller areas there, like Grafton, who's going to have their second year of the Mid-North Coast competition, and down south there in places like Gloucester and the like? You know, a couple of years ago, Ewan McKenzie turned up to St Joseph's as part of the National Rugby Week, and we sort of, is there a bit of fruit coming out of all of that at the bottom of the zone?
Yeah, it's a really hard area in the lower Mid-North Coast, small coastal communities, people coming in and out every year, so the teams vary and your numbers vary. You never know what you're going to get until you start the season. Junior numbers are coming along. We're building and building every year. So we're trying to, we'll start another 5 or 10 week competition down there for this season for the 8s, 10s and 12s. Hopefully we look to expand that to the 14s. We'll see how we get on with the season.
Yeah. Is it really now under Andrew Hall we need to see more players come up? We don't need them every day of the week, but once every 6 weeks maybe for the, you know, the final of the 10 week competition or the 5 week competition or something like that. It'd be great to see, just to inspire the kids.
Yeah, player appearances always gain a lot of momentum, and kids and parents, everyone seem to love getting a player to the area. So if the more players that can come, the better it is.
Good news also is, of course, Foster, Tun Curry and the Dolphins will get to host the 15-a-side women's champs. It looks like we're going to see Central Coast as part of it, and hopefully Mid-North Coast will be part of it as well.
Yeah, our women's team has been training for about 3 months already. They've been having good numbers turn up, so it's going to be a good country hit out for the women's in a 15-a-side format.
Where's the core of women coming from that for the Mid-North Coast side?
They're spread out up and down the coast. A lot of them are mainly centred around Warhope, Port Macquarie area, but there are still plenty of numbers coming from the Coffs side and then also the Mid-North Coast.
Well, you've had the Thunder from Warhope. They've been in the competition for a couple of years. How are they going?
Good. Every year they're growing. They assure me that this year they're going to be better than ever. Their numbers are strong. They've been training already for pre-season. So fingers crossed that they get off to a good start.
And while the Coffs and the Port Macquarie side sort of look after themselves, what about Wagoolga? They've had a real ash in juniors, leagues come back and bit back, but what's the story there with the Whites?
The Whites are looking to start another team up this year. Again, they're competing with league, so we'll see how they get on, but we can only try and see what we can do.
Really unique place there because of the enormous Sikh and also Indian population there that may not have been exposed to rugby, but last time I checked there is quite a lively Indian rugby populace. But what about, of course, the coup de grace is the country championships at Port Macquarie. Tell us a little bit about Port Macquarie hosting the event. It should be fantastic for the game.
Yeah, Port Macquarie is a great centre for rugby union. It's always been stronghold in the Mid-North Coast area, so there's a lot of players that will be coming from the Port area, and it's a beautiful town, so there's plenty to do when you're not playing rugby.
And if we had to host a Waratahs trial, where would we host it, up at Coffs Harbour, or where's the facility there in Port Macquarie that could do it?
They both boast very good stadiums that have a large capacity for spectators, both very good viewing stadiums as well. I'm not sure which one the better is, but depends who you play. If you play, say, the Reds, you'd want to be in the middle, which is Coffs Harbour.
Of course, finally, if we wanted to get a hold of your man, how do we get a hold of you? Well, your number and also your email address. And yeah, just some of the exciting initiatives ahead, including Viva Sevens as well. That's not going to stop rolling along, which complements, of course, the contact game.
Yeah, no, Viva Sevens has managed to get off the ground in Coffs Harbour. So we ran an 8 week competition, which is quite strong. The Coffs Harbour juniors are going to run one in the next coming months up in Coffs Harbour for their juniors as well as senior players. So hopefully we get plenty of numbers again to that, which will be great to see. Our number is 0404 196 491, or shoot us an email at jperrett@newsouthwalesrugby.com.au.
Thanks very much, Perry. Wish you all the best as you help develop the game on the Mid-North Coast.